Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Wisdom Seeds. org/7 Mistakes Young People Regret Later in Life. Why P youth feel endless when you are living inside it. That is why young people often make permanent decisions with temporary emotions. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9 says, "You who are young, be happy while you are young. But know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment." God gives freedom, but choices still carry consequences. One major mistake young people regret later is wasting years without direction. A person spends every day chasing entertainment, parties, and distractions while ignoring purpose. 10 years later, they wonder why life feels empty and unstable. Time disappears faster than people expect. Psalm 90 verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Wise young people respect time because lost years never return. 2. Another regret is ignoring God early in life. Some people treat faith as something for old age, not for the present life. They spend their strongest years feeding sin, pride, lust, and selfish ambition. Later, they carry scars that could have been avoided. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1 says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." A young heart surrendered to God avoids countless unnecessary wounds. 3. Wrong relationships create another deep regret. One young woman ignores warning signs because attraction feels powerful. Years later, emotional damage, betrayal, or toxic marriage leave painful consequences. One young man chooses friends obsessed with drugs, crime, or reckless living. Eventually, he adopts the same habits and destroys opportunities. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, "Bad company corrupts good character." 1/3 relationships shape direction. 4. Another major mistake is uncontrolled sexual sin. Modern culture treats purity like weakness, but emotional and spiritual consequences remain real. Sex creates a deep connection. Casual relationships often leave lasting emotional confusion, comparison, guilt, and heartbreak afterward. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 3 says believers should avoid sexual immorality. God's commands protect people, not restrict joy. Pride also ruins young lives. A person refuses correction because confidence becomes arrogance. Proverbs 12 verse 15 says, "The way a fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice." Teachability protects the future. One businessman admitted the worst financial mistakes of his life happened during seasons when he refused wise counsel because he believed he already knew everything. 5. Another regret is financial foolishness. Young people often spend money trying to impress people who barely care about them. Debt grows. Savings disappear. Pressure increases later. Proverbs 21 verse 20 says, "The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down." Wisdom thinks long term. 6. Young people also regret emotional decisions made during anger. 2 out of 3 one fight destroys a friendship. One reckless post online can damage a reputation. One night of rage changes life permanently. Self-control matters deeply. Galatians 5 verses 22-23 lists self-control as a fruit of the Spirit. Many older people look back, wishing they had worried less about fitting in. Peer pressure controls countless young lives. People drink because their friends pressure them. Compromise convictions to avoid rejection. Hide faith to appear accepted. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." The crowd rarely leads toward wisdom. 7. Another painful regret comes from neglecting parents and family. One young adult spends years ignoring family while chasing personal ambition. Later death or distance removes opportunities for reconciliation. Ephesians 6 verse 2 says, "Honor your father and mother." Time with loved ones is limited. Youth is powerful. But youth without wisdom creates pain later. Wise young people think beyond today's feelings. They understand that present choices shape future life. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast March 3.